Rashi on your test and obey is the bottom Rashi. Shinasal Taras Kedish, Adam Harogo Lechol Kachim, person who's eating Kachim on a regular basis. So it was normal that Makabal of Lechol Chulov Bataras Kedish. He undertook to eat even his chulin with the rules of Kedish. In order that the household would be used to doing it properly. So Mor says, I get that from the Mishnah. How do I get that from the Mishnah? Loimer, it didn't make a separate section. Prushim are people which keep Kulin, Tahara, but they follow the rules of Kulin for Tahara. So in Kulin, the most of them can be zesheni. So as long as they're careful not to touch anything which is a rishon, any of their food should touch anything which is a rishon, they're great. Kurdish can become a revi, so they have to be careful they shouldn't touch anything which is a shlishi. So big day prushin, who eat chulein b'taharas chulen, we would suggest that the Mishnah should list that medrash lo echle chulein b'taharas kurdish, that vis-a-vis people eat kurdish, they're considered tame. Eat chulin b'taras kurdish, they're considered tame. It didn't say that list. Shmami noah. You call kurdishain, matana le kurdish. That's exactly equivalent to kurdish. It's not like, you know, equivalent of truma, etc. Morris says, no. Dilma, okay, chulin dilma. We deal with taras kurdish like chulin. I.e., dilmahani b'hum. My Dumar Hai Gavra, that which this person decides to eat it at this higher level doesn't generate any halachas. The Butler Daitoi, and because since most people do not do that, it's not significant what he's doing. Like a Truma Damo, or maybe it's the same level as Truma. Dika Tanoi, the Pligi Bimilsa, Kirmasayimba also. There's Machlokas Tanoi, and whether Taras Kurdish is like Hulan or like Truma. So the reason why I didn't say Myla, because the Dhamul Khulin Hotana Le Khulin. You already said Taras Khulin. We Dhamul Shuma, Hotana Lebi Misnisan, Tanan Lebi Misnisan. Shuma, it mentions both of those in the Mishnah. So therefore there's no reason to mention it as a separate category, but it's not necessarily Kurdish. The Tanan, Klemmer, Ashkechon Tanoi, the Pligibo. We already have the smachlokas out there. Chadam or kuchulim, chadam or kachuma. Alka kurdish, lermina. Nobody said this like kurdish. Okay. Okay. New piece of Gemara. The Gemara is really discussing some halachas of tum and tahara in regards to Shmir for these purposes. The Morris introduced the concept of Hesech Hadas. So Hesech Hadas is a person is not focused 100% on the item to make sure that it's Shomer B'Tahara, and that generates a Loch of Tuma. So the Morris, Amar Rabbi Yonasan Ben Elazar. About 10 lines down, a little more than 10 lines down. Amar Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, Nafla ma'aforto hemenu. So his head covering fell off. Ma'aforto was like a special, like a suitor, something he used to put around the head. It fell off. Amar l'chaveroi tenoli. So he said that somebody else, apparently it fell near somebody else, please pick it up and give it to me. Menos naloi. Another person gave it to him. Loch is tamei, because it's we have to deal with it. It wasn't in a state of being shomer, being focused on and watched, because I'm not focusing 100% on what's happening with it, because it's by you and you're not responsible for it, because it's not your item. So therefore, we have to deal with it as if it became Tomei. Amar Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, a along the same lines that this other Tana said, or Amara said, I think it's an Amara, Nisklavu le kelim shal Shabbos b'kelim shal chol v'lovshun is nitmo. So he says, the person puts on that he's taking his weekday clothing, it was weekdays, and he ends up putting on his Shabbos clothing. So the more understands right now, the law is we deal with it as tameh. So, which means if I'm shomer something or I'm thinking it's X and really it's Y, that undermines the level of shmirah, and therefore that also get a law of tumah. Bamar Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik, he's a Tana. So yes, they must also all be tanoim then. Okay. Maisa b'shtei noshim chaveirais. There's two women which are chaveirais, which means that they have undertaken to keep all the lochas of chulin b'tahara. She nischafal and clay and b'bis ha-merchitz. So they went to b'bis ha-merchitz and they switched clothing. Bo maisa l'tnei Rabbi Kiva b'timen. So Rabbi Sadek says that Rabbi Kiva held his tummy because each one was not... There was a point where it wasn't... When they got their items back, they dealt with it being tummy. Even though each one was shomer, because they thought it was theirs, but there was a point where they realized it wasn't theirs, and they're lacking in shmira. So, Rabbi Oshia. So, Rabbi Oshia says, that this halachas of here sounds, we're talking about people which are have dinim of shmira, they're chaveris, and they're taharos, and they're careful with all other items, because I thought that it's mine, really it's yours, so just the lack of awareness of whose it is should generate the din of tumah doesn't sound right. So Master Rabbi Oshia, Alameata, according to this thought process, I would suggest the following, which is not true. Hoshet Yodo L'Sal, Lito Paschitim. He puts his hand into the basket, intending to take a piece of bread, which is chitit. But also beyond the past serum, he took out not what he intended. He took out bread which was barley bread. So hakinami the nitmeis. You can tell me that's tamei. Obviously not. He knows everything which is there. He knows that there's tahara. He's careful with tahara. So he didn't take exactly what he wanted. Why should it generate tuma? We can tell him hakinami. If you're going to tell me, okay, fine. Maybe that also generates tuma. That's not true, but Tanya. Hamashamer is a chavis, a person who's being shamer the chavis, a container. Cheska shal yayin, assuming that it was wine. And him says shel shemen is to her melatame. So the loch is that it's tor. So you see that even though he didn't have full awareness of what it is, as long as he was being shamer it, he was watching it. So we're also, the person who's watching, there shouldn't be, he doesn't want either bread to be tummy. So the fact that he thinks it's A and it's B, he shouldn't generate tumah. So the same thing when you think it's weekday clothing and really it's Shabbos clothing, it shouldn't generate tumah. Or you think that when it's my clothing, really it's your clothing, my clothing, it shouldn't generate tumah. So this whole thing doesn't make any sense to me.
Why does he bring the case of Hoshi Yodol Sal? I mean, why not just bring
go straight from the Braisa? It's a good question. I was looking, at the Masifta Gemara yesterday, and I saw somebody asked the question. I don't remember how they answered it. Why don't you go straight to the Braisa? Anyway, the Braisa is going to be interesting.
I don't know.
So, Samaris is back. To Rav Oshia, the Braisa seems to be not like you're saying. But Tameich Ema Seifa. The Braisa continues and says, it's Tahara Melatame, this oil, which you thought was wine and turned out to be oil. The loch is, it will not be Matame anything. It means we assume it's Tor, but you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Why can't you eat it?
So I'm going to be here we are.
Rabbi Yirmiyah suggests we can split levels of Shmira. And the case was that Ba'omer, not like you said, the case was, now we haven't answered the question. This is really just understanding what the Brisa is talking about. After we're finished with explaining the Brisa, the word is going to say it's still a problem. The question on Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, and Rabbi Yonasan ben Tzadok still stands. But meanwhile, we have to understand the Brisa, how it's, why is it also to eat? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ba'omer, Shemartia midavra hametama'o, Vola midavra ha'pesla. As we met before, the difference between Tumah and Psul. Tumah is that it's Tumah enough that it will generate, it can make something else Tumah, it generates Tumah by something else. And Psul is that it itself is Tumah, but it can't Tumah anything else. So, if an Ava Tumah touches this liquid, it makes it into, it'll make it into a Rishon, a Rishon can make a Sheni. That liquids in general have a lach of tuma, even if a rishon touches them, or sheni touches them, it makes them tummy. But if tful yarb touches them, they're only possible. They're not tummy anything else. Even though we have an idea that mashka always goes back to being a rishon, they're abundant. So it's always going to be become a tummy something else. It's a rishon can make a sheni. But the exception to that is tful yarb. So if a Tzviyam touches a Mashke, so all it would do with a Mashke of Truma, or something called Taras Truma, would generate a Shlishi, and that's it. It would not make a Tumah more than that. We deal with the Tzviyam like a Sheni, but not a Sheni, which makes... Normally, up he did the rice, a Sheni should make a Shlishi. So if someone's Chulin, there's no Shlishi, so it should be Tor. So if a Sheni touches Mashke, it should be Tor. But the halacha is that a sheni touches mashka. So you had a sheretz. The sheretz touched some food. So that's it touched, and the derisa level touched some liquid. So that becomes a rishon. Sheretz touches a person. He becomes a rishon. He touches some food. The food becomes a sheni. That food now touches liquid. So the derisa level should be tor. If that liquid was truma, it would be a shlishi. The Rabbanan said that liquid always goes back to be a Rishon. So this liquid now is a Rishon, so it'll be Matama something else. The one exception, if what touched the liquid, even though a Sheni touches the liquid, it becomes a Rishon, which is backwards. But Tful Yom touches the liquid.
The liquids have to be like the holy liquids, oil, wine, that type thing. Could be like honey or something.
No, Mashkin means one of the seven Mashkin, yeah. The person says, I was careful that anything which would generate a tsuma on it, which means make it back to being that came in time of something else, it'll be a sheni or a rishon or a sheni. I was careful, but I wasn't careful about something which makes it only into possible, like tuyayim, for example. So he was shomer at halfway. The Gemara says, Omeika Nitirusa Lepalga, does halacha accept such a shmira? Or do we say that you weren't shomer properly? It's not considered shomer. It's not considered shomer for a parish. Someone's not shomer. You have to assume tuma. It's also it has full tuma on it. I mean, derabana. The Gemara says, can you do Nitirusa Lepalga? The Gemara says, in yes, you could. Because Vatanya, Hoshit Yoda Basal, Vahasal al Ksefa, he put his hand into the basket, basket's on his shoulder, Hamagrefa Basecha Sal. And in the basket, there was a Magrefa, it's like a little, Magrefa's like a little shovel. A scoop. he was aware that the sal was there, and he was keeping in mind, make sure nothing should get into the basket, in the basket. So he was being sharm in the basket. He didn't realize the scoop was inside, so he had no intent to be shomer the scoop. Again, nothing happened to the scoop because he was shomer the basket.
He knew the scoop was in there?
He did not know it was in there.
His mind wasn't on it, but he didn't know it either. He didn't know it, and his mind wasn't on it.
Right, let's just say. Right. Or he knew it once upon a time, but right now he wasn't focused on it.
Right.
But practically, nothing's going to happen to the scoop because he was being shomer the basket from coming tummy. And the contents. He thought there was some food inside, whatever. So, Rashi says the case that he thought there was tainim and there was figs in there. So, loch is a sal tor, but we gave it to me. So, the basket is tor, but the megrave is tummy. The worst of 1 second. It can't be. Why? A sal tor to tummy. I'm a grave for the sal. Let the megrefa generate tumah and make the sal tameh, because the megrefa is tameh, so it should make the basket tameh. Whereas it ain't kli meklam tameh kli. The kli only gets tumah from an av. So the kli, by definition, the megrefa is a rishon. It won't make the basket tameh. The words that's nice, but will tameh mashe basal. But even though it doesn't make the basket tummy, it should make the food inside the basket tummy. So how do you understand that price? So, I'm Ravino, but I'm Shemarti Midabra Hamatamay, but Midabra Paisla. I was aware of the Magrefa, but I only was thinking about the Magrefa in regards to things which would make a tummy. I wasn't being Shemar of the Magrefa for things which would make a puzzle.
But it didn't become a tummy until he reached in.
He didn't.
Essentially, it didn't become tummy until he reached in. Even he wasn't guarding it. He wasn't watching it. He wasn't fully conscious of it until he...
Why do you think he hadn't reached in,
and he just delivered this basket that he was watching. He had never reached in. He hadn't guarded it. He wasn't necessarily had his mind on it. He delivered it to where he was supposed to deliver it to. What would it be then?
It's tummy.
So it's the reaching in, not the being conscious of it then.
Why? It's tummy because he did not, he was not paying attention to the scoop.
No, that's the not being conscious of it. The reaching, he just said if he didn't reach in, then it would have been good.
No, I didn't. I said the opposite of that. It's tummy. You have something which, halacha assumes the potential for tumah is there, and therefore, if you're not sharmer, it's automatically tumah.
Okay. So he reached it. He reached in, and that was the thing that acted. That was
no.
You're saying that's when he became conscious of whatever he had in his hand.
Right. But he delivers to the next guy. The guy else says, "Oh, but were you aware of it?" Scooping. He says, "No." He says, "Okay, it's tummy." Boom.
Right. So it's when he becomes aware of the scoop that the scoop becomes tummy.
Well, no, the scoop is with him beforehand. He just doesn't know it until it's tummy. We don't know that issue until we get clarification.
So this is a good example. So what we're saying here is the basket is vada
tavor.
No doubts whatsoever.
Right.
Yet somehow the scoop became tummy.
Yeah.
And the source of tumah has no physical basis.
Correct. But without shmira, we assume halachic tumah.
That's a derabanan.
Yeah, it's all derabanan. Yeah. It's all derabanan.
So why even mention the Hoshi Yodo? Is that just because?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's extend this.
Yeah.
And you go, "Oh, I didn't realize I put that in here. That item's tummy."
Right. So the way he found out is he took his hand and says, "Oh, wow, I didn't notice that here." You know, he could have opened up the basket and noticed it also.
What if he just opened it up and looked at it?
Was just the way for him to realize, what happened.
Now, if he transferred the basket to somebody else without either of them looking inside, when the second guy takes the stuff out.
Same problem.
But he has no way of knowing.
Well, I guess he could. He would assume probably the guy was Shomer because, you know, Pashas, if he had someone there, he knew of it. He would have, assuming that this both were Chaverim, he would have right to assume the person was Shomer.
Right. So you have this Tameh item that nobody knows is Tameh.
This Tameh Derabanan item, which isn't really Tameh, which nobody knows is Tameh, is not Tameh, right?
Now, wait a minute. If you're going to say that, then I could, let's say that back up the rest of the Sugya, that, you know, it's not really Tameh anyway, so...
Yeah, but Derabanan, because Chazal made it, generated a Tumah. So they generated a Tumah. They generated the...
Then it's Tameh, whether the guy knows it or not.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I mean, you can't... Choose one.
Fine, yeah. Okay, so Ravina says the case was that the fellow is aware of the item and he's being shomer it from something which will make it tomei, but not from something which will make it posel. Therefore, the item itself like he can't use for it with taharas because it's posel, but it won't make a tumah on the contents of the sal because that he was shemered from. He was aware that the magrefa was there, but he wasn't shemered the magrefa on the same level of shmira as he was on the rest of the basket. So the halacha is the magrefa. So you see, you can have different levels of shmira. He was shemered from A and not from B. That's called a shmira for A. Okay. The Zemur says, okay, but Mikol Malkum Kasha. But Zemur says, but the going back to the question of the bear, so that's the pshat in the case of the wine also. The his shmir on the wine was from Debra Matam Vala Debra Paisla. But the fact that it was wine. He thought it was wine, and really it was oil, doesn't generate tumah. But according to these ideas we're saying, that weekday clothing and Shabbos clothing, or each woman thought it was the other person's clothing, that generates tumah alone because of that. You see from the Brisa, not like that.
Okay. Doesn't generate tumah, it generates psul.
Well, the case was the person says, I was careful from a shmir of tumah, not a shmir of psul. So psul it is, psul it is. But meanwhile, but the shmir of tumah works, even though he thought it was wine, really it was oil. But according to Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar and Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram and Rabbi Elazar ben Psadik, that should not be true. Because you're not aware what the item was, and that's called a hesek hadas, not being aware what the item is. And that generates them according to that. So that's a kasha on them from the Brice. Void Moisib Rabba Bar Avua. Rabba Bar Avua asks another question. Moisib Isha Acha Shabbos Lifnei Rabbi Shmuel. Woman came to Rabbi Shmuel. Vomerloi Rebbe. Beggars are Rakti Batahara. I wove this beggar Batahara. I know it's Torah. But will you believe me? The shomer b'tara. I wasn't being shomer b'shas ma'isa, but nothing happened. Okay. So Rabbi Shmuel said, so he started asking her questions. Rabbi Shmuel, from the questions that Rabbi Shmuel asked her, Amaloi. That Rabbi neither mashle imi b'chevel. When she set up the loom, so they tied up this rope which held the loom in place, and a woman who was Anita helped her do that. So it's possible, since the case where she says, I wasn't doing Shmira, the point being that this person can be very confident that didn't happen, but the reality is it really did happen. See if you're conscious of it, you're consciously trying to be aware of it, we assume you're aware. But we can't assume that you're aware if you're not conscious, because something which you might, it doesn't really register, but afterwards you start realizing it, that it registers. afterwards. So that's the problem over here. So she says nothing happened. Now we realize that there was a woman that was in need of there, which might have caused the woven items to move, and that will generate a tumah on the woven item. So Amar Rav Shmuel, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. Look how smart the rabbis are. She'amrim Beliba L'Shamrei Tor, Ein Beliba L'Shamrei Tameh. If you're thinking about it, it's Torah. If you're not thinking about it, you're convinced that nothing happened now. You cannot tell, I'm telling you nothing happened. No, the Lochot is Tameh, because it's very possible something happened. Okay. So the more it holds us as a question, because it says as long as you're believer of the Shamrei, that's sufficient. We don't get involved in that thinking it's a this or it's a that. As long as you believe of the Shamrei, that's sufficient. The Brisa continues, Shub Maisa Isha Acha Shabbosat Nimri Bishmol Amr Lord Rebbe Mapazua Raktia B'Tahara. This tablecloth I made, B'Tahara, well, how you believe in the Shemer, but I wasn't thinking about it. So it should be Torah. When we take B'dika, show you Rabbi Shmuel Beitko, as he was asking her questions. Amalor Rebbe, Nima Nifsika Li, a thread tore. Because Shatiya B'Peh, and I put it in my mouth. Rashi's the case was that before I wove anything, one of the threads which they're starting with before became snapped. Thank you. And so she used her mouth to hold it to tie it up. So there's some spit there. It's very possible that when later on, when she eventually wove it, there was still spit there.
If it was dry, would it have mattered?
No, because I guess the answer to your question then is yes. It makes a difference whether it's wet or dry. Okay. But we're concerned maybe that, so Rashi says that she was a smart woman. The loch is, it's only mekabel tuma when it hits three etzbos, right? So she said, and she was in need of the case. Rashi has the case, so she was in need of. She started weaving up to three etzbos. Before she got the three etzbos, where she went to the mikveh, was mitara herself. So, if she says very good, everything is wonderful. Yeah, but if the spit of Anita is matame, if it's wet, but we're afraid maybe she wasn't. The spit was still. Then she continued weaving. Maybe there was still moisture left on from the spit, which would then be matame the rest of the bag. So. But that's something she wasn't thinking about. You know, the fact that when she made it, she used it in her mouth, and there was spit there. Maybe the spit is still wet, so she's not going to be aware. She wasn't shomer from that. Had she been shomer, she knew halachos tuma. So she knew halachos tuma. She would say she was shomer from that possibility. But she didn't have the asper shmira. We can't assume that's possible. We can assume that's possible. That wasn't so.
So, in this case, there's a vadai source of tuma.
There's a vadai. Source of tumor, right? Okay, a potential source of tumor, right?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's a valid source of tumor. The question is only where does it get to?
Right, okay.
In the other cases, that wasn't the case.
Well, the case of the Rishmol also, there was a nida there.
Oh, yes, I'm talking.
Who slapped the rope.
In right. These two cases of Rabbi Yishmael, there's a vadai source of tumor.
Right.
In the other cases, there aren't. And not only are there not a vadai source of tumor, but we have an item that's inside an item that we know is tahor.
Okay.
I mean,
you're right.
These cases are very different.
That's true, but the more is saying, well, let's hold one second. Amr Shmuel, Kama Gadol Dibricham, Mishay Armin Beliba, Lashamre Tor, and Beliba Lashamre is Tomei. So the more is taking out of these two cases that had the person Beliba Lashamre, it's Tor, and we don't differentiate what you're thinking the item is, Bishashmira. The point of the cases are Tomei, that's true. And you're right, the tumah which is over here is quite different than the tumah which is before, but the more is taken out from over here that had the person had das for shmira, they'd be tor, and we wouldn't get worried about, well, did you know that it was a beged as opposed to something else? You realize it was a weekday beged as opposed to a Shabbos beged. That's not significant. So,
why is that not significant?
Because all of a sudden you need shmira. It didn't say you need shmira. There's no din of has. You only need shmira from real potential tumah, but hesed hadas, you don't know what the item is, as long as you're doing shmira is sufficient. Because otherwise, Rabbi Shmuel could say that if you didn't have das over here, in other words, the woman walks and says, listen, I wasn't shomerit, but I know that it's tor. I mean, that's impossible. If I'm being shomer something, and thinking it's Shabbos clothing, and really it's weekday clothing, or vice versa, it's called Hesech Hadas, and it's Tomei, forget about Shmira, it's Hesech Hadas. I'm Shomer it, but you don't know, you know. So this case over here, there's nothing to talk about, of course it's Tomei.
So you Shomer it, but you don't know what you're exercising Shmira over, and therefore it's ineffective.
And you told me that's ineffective, so if you're not being Shomer at all, of course it's ineffective. So Rav Shmuel started asking questions, maybe this, maybe that. It's irrelevant to ask those questions. If your name is Rav Yonasan, that's not better than Hesech Hadas, whether it's weekday or Shabbos, but he didn't know that. He said, one second, let's see, maybe there's a problem. And he said, well, vice versa, but there was no Shmira, period. It's a lack of Shmira, but it wasn't a lack of, but if there's Shmira, you're fine. You didn't know. But the fact that it was this or that, Hesech Hadas, is not relevant. There's no problem with Hesech Hadas.
See, I thought he was asking the question just to sort of demonstrate to her, you know, you see, you thought that, oh, it should be okay. You know, I'll bring it out to you. You'll.
You're right, he was, but I think the point was the more same, but that Hesech Hadas doesn't have that. You know, I can't bring anything out until it's Tomei. If you tell me the reason why Chazal required Shmir because there's real potential for Tumah, but Hesed Hadas has no potential for Tumah, and still it's Tumah anyway. So Rishmol said, listen, I fooled her because she doesn't really know, but really the reality is that even if she would, everything would have great, it still would have worked. It still would be Tumah because he's a Hesed Hadas. So what did he prove to her? You know?
Well, because Kama Gadola, I mean,
but it's not Kama Gadola. Hesed Hadas, but there's Hesed Hadas is Chazal came and created a new thing called Hesed Hadas. It's illogical. Doesn't make any sense. It's not smart. It's not Kama Gadola, but it's tough luck. You know, that's what they're bringing Makadosh before. So, see, he got this woman to think, you know, the rabbis are smart. Really, they aren't. But that's not what the Bryce is saying. The Bryce is saying, you know, yeah, the rabbis are smart because there's real problems. It's not because you had Hesed Hadas. So the Mor says, So we have this is another kasha on these three statements of Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Elazar. So Mor says the case of Rabbi Elazar, I could say the following: Bishtam of the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Chalachas vachas omeres chaverti eishes amoritz umas l'day tamino. The case could be I could answer you that the reason why it's a problem because lavdav each woman knows what the other woman is. So when A realizes that her kalim were by B, so she says, well, I have the kalim of B. Ah, B, I don't know what she is. So why should I be shomer that? Why should I be shomer? Because as far as I know, the kalim of B are tomei. So when B gets her kalim back, they're tomei because there was no A didn't do shmira for her, and vice versa. So that's a real problem of shmira. There was a lot, you know, the Maseiach Das and said they have no intent for Shmira at that point in time. Rabbeinu Simon Amram Nami Kima the Kalim the Shabbos Ovid the Hushimer Tefei Masa Dai Timinayu. And even that'll take it a step further. I thought this would week take clothing. And so my intent of the level of shmir, which I usually do for weekday clothing, is not as significant as what I do for Shabbos clothing. I'm not sure exactly, you know, why that's so. I mean, Hilchos Tumah doesn't change from weekdays to Shabbos. But you could say that if the nature was, people was, that, you know, something which is more important, they wanted, you know, Shabbos, they want to make sure everything works out nice on Shabbos, you know. It's one thing I make a Tumah on Tuesday. Another thing, you sit down to the Shabbos suit up with the boss there, you know, right, and you make a Tumah. So you're more careful on the Shabbos. So it's also called a different, it's a chesaron of Shmira. Okay. El Rebbeinu Ben Elazar, so Neved Lehushimer B'yodid Dechabre. The cases, they both were people which were, the guy wasn't on a horse, the guy's on a horse, he picks something up for me, I'm up the creek anyway. So the case was the guy was a chaver, and I asked the guy to pick it up. He was a chaver. So I knew that. So at what point in time is there a problem? Teretz is that there's a moment where it must be there's some new problem. Where does that come from? What is this problem? Never l'shimer b'yadah d'chaver. It's more amr b'yadah d'chadan chazak eidan ha-mashamer masha b'yad chaveru. That we have a chazaka that a person doesn't have das, he's, while it's in somebody else's hands, he thinks the other person is taking care of it. The other person is not taking it necessarily for shmir from me, because he doesn't, that wasn't his responsibility.
Shmir for me, as opposed to shmir in general. I mean, being shmir on the item, not shmir on the item for a person.
Well, he's not being shmir. It's not his decision. He doesn't care what happens to it. No, but the guy picked up something. I'm walking down the street. The wind blew the guy's hat off. He says, "Do you pick it up for me?" I said, "Oh, I'm not shomer for him. I'm not dasim shomer. They make sure that it's Torah for him." If he'd asked him, it'd be fairish to be shomer, but tahara.
And if it's not, what does it do to the person that's picking it up?
Well, would it generate a potential tumor for him? I don't. I mean, he might be shomer from, you know, careful for himself, but, you know, I don't know whether he knows other guys, you know. I don't know if he might pick it up in a way that he shouldn't become tummy. If I put a clean mafsik in between, so I'll be, you know, so the cleanup become tummy, but I won't become tummy. So I don't know how he picked it up.
So, you know, we haven't said anything about where this took place.
In the street.
Why?
On the house.
Why not the Azara?
No.
Well, why not?
I mean, in the Zohar, you know, we would assume, even in the Zohar, you're still going to have problems. Let's hold it here.